I think I threw them in different places, but I had I think I got most of the lyrics from that. I tried really hard too.
sounded good.
You got more than the rest of us.
Well, good. Yeah, as long as y'all didn't notice. Yeah, it's funny. You play Grateful Dead tunes, and there's always a diehard Deadhead in the audience. Not that that's a dead tune, but I know, like, there's been moments where I'm like, I forget the lyrics, and I see someone up front getting a little angry at me, you know, like, how dare you?
No, I'm serious, man.
How dare you forget that lyric? I'm like, Jerry forgot every fucking lyric.
Cut me
some slack, man. What else we got, Bill? I love this. This is great. It's like Q&A from the internet.
Steve and Hickory's getting greedy, but since he's the only one asking, he wanted to.
Why'd you have to say that? We're gonna start this.
Dale from right over there.
Hold out for a minute. This was written on a Kris Kristofferson binge on my part. Sorry. Part of me, yeah, the first line is a complete ripoff, and the melody. So
there you have the harmony.
But it goes from there. It veers enough that if anything ever happened, I probably wouldn't get sued.
But, it would be an honor.
But it would be a fucking honor. I would love to get sued. In fact, let's play Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do that and record it. And
call it around.
But I have a friend of mine. He's a hell of a songwriter. He's a weird songwriter, really. He's crazy. But he's a hell of a singer. What do you think, Andrew? Say some words about Rex. You know Rex about as well as I do.
I do know him. I love Rex, and hopefully he'll be on the earth a really long time with us.
But not likely.
Hope
you're not listening, Rex. We love you, brother.
Rex wants to hear Strikes and Gutters, I think.
Love you, so. Rex!
Oh, he does. He did. He's on there. All right.